Atari's going through some testing as we speak. We don't have the results, but early diagnosis is it's a knee sprain, and Pat McKenzie will have more information as we move forward. I don't have enough information. I mean, obviously, he's here today going through treatment. So Pat feels good about it, but he hasn't given me 1 week or day-to-day or anything yet. I would say so. Yeah, I thought Aaron did a nice job when he was in there. But, yeah, Aaron's had an excellent spring, and he's clearly one of our better communicators on the defensive side of the ball. He's done a good job. I know Dom Capers and Darren Perry feel good about Aaron, so he'll be ready to go. Pretty quickly, a lot of carryover for Derek from Baltimore. It's a little different language, like all systems are, but a lot of carryover. I know Darren's been very impressed with how fast he has picked everything up. And I thought he did a heck of a job on special teams last night. Well, it's a big-time play and a key part of the game. So that gives the quarterback obviously a lot of confidence. It gives your team confidence. It's what you're looking for. We spent a lot of time in the two-minute drill on both sides of the ball, and I thought both sides stepped up last night and played a big part in the victory. Good call it on fourth and one. Was it not good enough for you on third one? Oh, okay. So I guess I can be gutsy today. So. Well, a lot of times you do have two calls. And we had a very similar play out of the personnel group that we put on the first time when Greg lined up on the wrong side. So that was one of my two calls in that particular personnel group. So I switched personnel groups and then took the shot. Oh, we were frustrated, but I think it goes for any time things don't go well, and everybody wants to pin it on one person. But that's why you need to look at the film. I mean, I thought the communication was good. The things that were discussed on the boundary, also the conversations at halftime. Alan Barber's performance actually improved in the second half, so that's a positive. We'll take four, but I'll say this about Alan. He wasn't the only one that didn't play very well up front. Our protection unit did not play well, and that was a major cause for our frustration and our inability to move the football. So the Bears defensive line did a very good job getting after our front last night. We did not handle it very well. Well, I'll just tell you, Kellen Jenkins, he hasn't heard this yet, but he'll get a game ball today, along with Johnny Jolly and Brandon Chiller on defense. So I think that in itself tells you what kind of football game he played and how he fits in our new scheme. I thought he played with tremendous passion like he always does, very disruptive. And, he gives us the ability to move him around still. I know we played him inside and outside in the old scheme, and there's still a lot of those same variables in place. So it worked out very well. Probably played Clay Matthews a little more than we anticipated because of the snaps in sub defense and special teams. But I thought Nick Barnett was up around 40 plays, and that's what I was looking for. You know, between 30 and 40 plays, and I thought Nick played well. So it's a great asset to have that many playmakers. You know, really. Got to find a way to get Desmond Bishop involved too. He played a heck of a game on special teams. He's actually the game ball winner for the special teams unit. Really, Rob, I think the game plans will dictate. You know that also health always factors in. It's it's an excellent asset to have that type of flexibility. I thought he played solid. I thought, you know, he did some good things. There's definitely some technique minuses that he'll learn from. But for his first NFL game and going through the training camp that he went through with all the time that he's missed, I thought he responded very well. We got work to do. So that's what we're going to do here at 12:30. Well, that's why I refer to it as a protection. Talk about in the passing game, I refer to it as a protection unit because, I mean, it all fits together. You know, we don't just block men. You know, we talk protections that we have a man, we have an area, we have a fit, and everybody has help. So we were not coordinated very well last night. They did some different things, which you get in the first game, but they're not pressures that we haven't seen or we haven't worked on. So conceptually, we did not do a very good job. I would say the defensive film and the special teams film looked as good as we thought it did when we walked off the field. Now, there's always technical, you know, technique issues that you're always looking to improve on, and that's probably more specific to individuals. But as a whole, I thought the energy, the aggressiveness that the defense played, starting with stopping a run, I thought we were very productive. The takeaways, particularly in the red zone. I mean, the play Johnny Jolly makes, I don't know how many other defensive linemen can make that play. I mean, it's a great play by Johnny there in a crucial time to, you know, keep points off the board. We had the four takeaways. We had our hands on a couple other balls too. So, I mean, we had a lot of opportunities. I was very impressed with our defense play, and I was very impressed with our special teams play. Well, the efforts, I've never had an issue with the effort of our football team. I think they've always played with great effort, but now playing with this pace and this tempo and now to stack some confidence on it, I mean, that's what you're looking for. So we're able to win a game, made a number of mistakes. We're able to overcome those mistakes as a football team. We'll learn from those mistakes today, and we'll get ready to go at 3 o'clock today, move on to Cincinnati. Absolutely. I mean, it's always a better environment to teach and correct and demand at a harder level when you win. I mean, there's no doubt about it. This business, the highs and lows in the National Football League are, you know, it's vast, and you have to stay off of that roller coaster. But it's tough. I mean, I'm sure Chicago doesn't feel very good today. They had an opportunity. Or they probably thought they were going to win that game. So, but that's our business. But the reality is we're 1-0, and that's the way we look at it. It was an important game. It was an exciting game. It was a great rivalry game. But we're 1-0, and we got to correct our mistakes, and we got to get those things fixed because Cincinnati will challenge the things that they saw in that game, and that'll be our approach. Technical, technique. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of we didn't know who to block. It was more how we were doing it. But we did have some mental errors. I mean, actually, we the touchdown play, you know, it's a great play and everything, but we blocked it wrong. You know, we had one guy that was free. You know, Aaron did a great job stepping up and making a great throw. I mean, Aaron and Greg made that play. I mean, the protection was a minus. Well, we were in a half coverage over there, and then that's about the same time I think Nick Collins was experienced the cramps, and Hester beat us down the sideline in a half coverage. Yes. What happened on the safety? Well, they brought pressure. We didn't do a very good job recognizing it, and we need to get the ball out of the quarterback's hand in that situation. Or block them. it depends on the play call, but I mean that particular play. I mean there are adjustments that you're able to make to take away the pressure with protection or throw the ball. So we didn't do either.
Is that hard to make?
Well, I mean that's the game of football. We work on those types of things every day. I mean if we're in position schematically to block them, I expect us to block that the nickel coming off the slot. If we're not blocking them and he's free, you have to handle it another way, and we didn't do that. So. Alan Barber will start this Sunday. Yes. The whole offensive line needs to improve. From today to Sunday, and that'll be one of the objectives when we go in and make the corrections. I think it has to do with the 12 long down and distances we're in. We were in second 10 plus six times. I think we're third 11 plus six times. So, as a play caller, hard game to call. Were they involved in the passing game? Yes, they were. But you got to. We got to pass protect before you throw it. I mean, we didn't have very much rhythm through the night. I thought when we lined up and committed to the run, I thought we did a solid job. But our ability offensively to be at our best is when we play both run and pass, and we didn't get that done last night. Well, I mean, I think it's simple math. I mean, your quarterback's better when he can have three receivers get out of off the line of scrimmage right now as opposed to two, or have four released right now as opposed to three. I mean, it just the ability to stretch and attack the coverage element immediately on a snap of the ball obviously gives you the opportunity for better production throwing the football. Yeah, I think they're close. I know they both worked out today. They feel great, but we'll see how they do Wednesday at practice. Dr. McKenzie looks at the players today. He will visit with those guys again Wednesday morning, and at that time we'll set a practice plan for both those guys. No, I just didn't think they were ready. At the end of the day, we gave them the 55 hours to get ready, and I just felt that the preparation that the other players had put into that point was a better option. Probably in the 50s, if I remember correctly. Snaps?
Yeah.
I mean, it varies by games. I mean, you watch those types of things. I mean, when you put together your defensive plan, you do it by personnel groupings. So when you get heavy in one personnel grouping compared to another, then you obviously substitute and roll players. I mean, Mike Montgomery played. Darius Wynn played. So, I mean, that's why those guys are up. Well, we wanted to stop the run. Make him one-dimensional and try to disrupt Jay Cutler. I mean, that was the plan from a defensive standpoint. So I thought we did a very good job committing and stopping the run. And for the most part, they got away from the run game, and went back to it in the second half. So on the flip side of it, they still were able to run it, I think, 31 times. So sometimes from an offensive standpoint, we had the ability still to run it that many times. You still had the ability to get some play action pass and some things off of that. But I thought we did a very good job stopping the run as a whole. They had two big plays off it in the Mets. That'll be something that we emphasize this week. So they did a good job with that.